Welcome to a supernatural encounter through the word preached by Bishop Ernest Ayi. Bishop Ernest is the chairman of the Greater Life Church, a vibrant denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. This message will revive, restore, and refresh you in ways only God's word can. Be blessed as you listen.
It will not be with your soul, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you gain the whole world, it will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. The soul is a soul and it's precious to God. The soul is a soul and it's precious to God. God is not willing that any should perish. He loves everyone and so must we. The soul is a soul and it's precious to God. Even if you gain the whole world, it will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you gain the whole world, it will not be worth your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, are we boring? Why are some people sitting now? Why are you sitting now? Is there a problem? Why? Why? Are you old men? Are you
old Solomon?
Are you old Solomons? Are you nomoistics and yomoistics? Eh? My over 80-year-old auntie is standing and you are sitting down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for this beautiful, beautiful time in your presence. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Please put your hands together as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're welcome to International Mission Sunday. Hallelujah. And today is what? 20 minutes. Okay. And it will be over. Hallelujah. Because there are a number of things that we are supposed to do today, okay? We have Sally mentioned about the Basenta service, okay? So Basenta service are all the Basenta leaders that I'll be meeting. I'll be having a special service with Basenta leaders, okay? Next week, Sunday. And Sunday after the service, I have a time with Basenta leaders. Do you understand? So the pastors, any Basenta leader you have, I want you to bring all of them, okay? All the leaders of the fellowships under the Basenta, everybody, every one of them. I need to meet them next week for a special service. Hallelujah. Well, today is International Missions Sunday, and just want to explain to you the reason why we have this meeting. Hallelujah. Very, very important. And today, that's all I came to let you know. Okay? Or you don't want to know? You don't want to know? Okay. God has blessed us with a ministry. Okay? With a ministry that reaches 6 continents, over 72 countries, okay? I know we have entered the 100th country, you know, so I'm sure that this is only the UD, okay? The UD, but if we put everything together, UD, UO, United Organization, United Denominations, we put everything together, we are over 100 countries. Hallelujah. I don't like the way you are clapping. Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful. And God has been gracious to us. So by the grace of God, the ministry you belong to is not a local ministry. It's is an international ministry. Now, it is not an international ministry to fan our ego. Do you understand? To fan our ego. No, it is international because of the mission that Christ gave the church. Okay? Because of the mission Christ gave the church and because of the purpose for the blood that he shed. Okay? The blood that he shed. What it did is the reason why we are celebrating this important event. Okay? Now, this is supposed to change our visions individually. Do you understand? It's supposed to reflect in our individual visions. Okay? Otherwise, there's something God is doing that we are not doing. There's a way God is seeing that we are not seeing. There is something that God wants to achieve that we are not interested. You know, so I believe that this is to remind us of the need to move away from our little world and embrace the world that God intends to create. Can somebody hear what I'm saying? Can somebody hear what I'm saying? So I want us to look at a scripture. Okay, I said 20 minutes. I want us to look at a scripture in the book of Revelations. Okay, Revelations, the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. Are you here? The book of Revelations. I'm reading two scriptures from Revelations and then I'm sure you'll understand everything. Revelations chapter 5. Okay. Revelations chapter 5 and then we'll read Revelations chapter 14. Okay. Revelations chapter 5 and then Revelations chapter 14. All from verse 1. From verse 1. So quickly put it on the board. Let's on the screen and let's look at it. Okay. So everybody look at it. Everybody look at it. I want you to understand what we are doing. It is not just about putting on nice apparel and coming to appear here. There's a reason why. It is representative of something. Do you understand? Hey, Ejake, how? Hallelujah. Just arrived from America. That's okay. That's okay. Coming from America. There's a movie like that. It's called Coming to America. Why? They stopped showing that movie. There's part two. I have to look for it and watch it. Look at it. It says that, then I saw a scroll in the right hand of one sitting. Okay, you're giving me NLT. It's good. Sitting on the throne. There was writing on the inside and the outside of the scroll. It was sealed with seven seals. Okay? Verse 2. I saw a strong angel who shouted with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals of this scroll and open it?" Who is worthy? Okay? Remember that the question is not who wants to open the seal. No. Who is what? Who is worthy? What does it mean? Worthy means what? Who is qualified? Who is deserving? Do you understand? Yes. There is a car to be driven. It's not just anybody who wants to drive the car who drives it. Do you understand? Who qualifies to drive the car? One day you ask somebody, "Listen, I need you to help me. Do you have a license?" He said, "Oh, I don't have a license, but I can drive." I said, "Then look, but you are disqualified. Because if I send you with a car and they stop you on the way and they ask for your license and you don't have a license, you know what is coming." You know, so even though you claim you can drive, you are not worthy. You are not qualified, you know, to drive the car. You may want to drive. You may know how to drive. But Neo Kain from Bese will not risk it and give you when there is no license to prove that you can drive. Hallelujah. So you are unworthy. You don't deserve to drive. You get it? Yes. Recently somebody came to hit my car from the back. After the accident, the person came close and then we realized the guy was drunk. You see, he was drunk. Now, the minute the police comes in, you know, look, not your license will not even be looked at. Yes, it doesn't matter anymore. It means that you were under a certain influence which made you do that. So you are going to be banned for driving for some time until you learn your lesson. Do you understand? So such a person, after that, you are not worthy to drive again. You see, you are a risk to society. Yes. Okay. So have I explained not worthy, not deserving? Okay, put it there. So he said, who is worthy? Who is worthy? Who is deserving to open the seal? To open the seal? Who is worthy to break the seals on the scroll and open it? So the scroll is a book. Okay, it's a book, but it's a sealed book. Okay, now we need somebody to open the book. Verse 3. But no one in heaven and or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and read it. What did it lead to? Next verse. Then I began to weep bitterly. So the question I keep asking is that, why do you have to weep bitterly if just a book cannot be read? The person cannot open the book and read. Why are you crying? You are crying for what? Is it not just a book that cannot be read? Nobody, we want to read, they say we don't qualify. Take your book. Whatever you want to do with your book, do with your book. So why was John crying? He was weeping bitterly. He wasn't just weeping, he was weeping bitterly because the seals cannot be broken. Nobody was found to be able to break the seal and read the content of the book. Meaning that there is something in the content of the book that is needed, that they are not getting access to, for which reason he was weeping. If he didn't carry any benefit, there will be no use for crying. You should have gladly left the guy, mind your business, and then you also go and mind your business. But there is something hidden in the book, perhaps, that may lead to the advancement of the person, that may lead to the breakthroughs of the person, that may do something beneficial to the person. So when the book was not, they couldn't find anybody to open the book. Sadness set in, and the gentleman began to cry, began to weep bitterly. What I want to ask is that, who is weeping because you are not able to open a book or a seal? Could it be that somebody is weeping? Could it be that somebody's life has become sorrowful because they can't find anyone to break the seal and to read the content of the seal? Like the Ethiopian eunuch who had the book, the book of Isaiah, and he was reading the book of Isaiah. But you see, as he was reading, the book was close to him. Why was it close to him? It was close to him because he could not understand anything that the thing was saying. Meanwhile, this is somebody who needed salvation, and he was reading about salvation. He was reading about what he can do, but the thing was close to him. He needed a man called Philip to come, somebody who was worthy to break the seal and to open the book and open the guide to the understanding inside the book. So as John was weeping, somebody is also weeping because they can't find anybody worthy to read, to break the seal and to read. Now, I want us to find out something here. Okay? Are you ready? I told you 20 minutes and I'll be gone. Find out something here. Maybe it's just the scripture. The second one we may not read. When you go home, go and read it. Second, is the next one. It said, but one of the 24 elders said to me, stop weeping. Don't cry. He was weeping when nobody could be found. Then one of the elders came and said that, don't cry, stop the weeping. Why? Stop the weeping because the solution has been found. We have found the solution. Where was the solution? Listen, it said, look, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir of David's throne, has won the victory. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals. Is worthy. Now we have found somebody who is worthy. You are not clapping your hands. I know you don't understand it. We couldn't find, but now we have found. When they couldn't find, there was weeping all over. But when they found, they said, stop the cry. We have found. We have found. We have found somebody who is worthy. Who is worthy? Verse 6 says what? What made him worthy? What made him qualified? What made him qualified? To read it. What made him qualified? He said, then I saw a lamb that looked as if it had been slaughtered, but it was standing between the throne and the four living beings and among the 24 elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which represent the sevenfold spirit of God that is sent out into every part of the earth. Verse 7. And he said, and he stepped forward and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. Verse 8. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the lamp. Each one had a harp, and they held golden bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And then verse 9, look at it, verse 9, it says that, and they sang a new song with these words, you are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. Why? For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and every language and every people and every nation. Oh, somebody didn't understand it. Hallelujah. 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 So, listen, very short. It says that. What made him worthy? He said, you are worthy to do what? To take the scroll and to break the seals. You deserve to do that. Why? The word is there, for. It means because. He said, because. Who is this beautiful person? For you were slaughtered. You were sacrificed. And it says that, and your blood has ransomed. Ransomed means bought. Your blood has bought for God. He has bought for God. He has bought people for God. People for God from every tribe, from every language, from where? From every people, from where? From every nation. The blood, one blood that was shed, it bought people from Sudan, it bought people from Ghana, it bought people from Nigeria, it bought people from Togo, it bought people from Cameroon, it bought people from Germany, it bought people from Spain, it bought people from England, it bought people from Argentina, from Brazil, from Uruguay, from America, from Alaska, from Canada, it bought people from everywhere. Hallelujah. What blood that was shed. Zakoye, he bought people from every language. Every language. Yesterday I got to know that Nigerian has 256 tribes, and everyone have their own language. But Jesus Christ, the blood that is shed, bought people from every single one of those tribes. Yeah, he bought people from there. The blood bought ransomed people. The blood rescued people from every nation. I say from every nation, from every tribe, from every people, from every language, wherever they are in the world, irrespective of their color, whoever they are, whatever their backgrounds are, God sent Jesus, and Jesus, by his blood, he bought them from everywhere. From everywhere. So, just like you have bought iPhone 14. Is there a latest after 14? Latest 14. You've bought iPhone 14. And all you do with it is to make calls and send text messages. That's all you do. That's all you do. When you are taking a picture, you don't know panoramic. Is it you don't know how to take a panoramic picture? You don't know how to do it. So you engage a photographer to come and do it for you. You see, meanwhile, you have an iPhone 14, not 7. Not 7. I say not 7. Not iPhone 7. You like iPhone, so I say not 7, 14. 14. It means that, are you listening? I'm closing. It means that you have underutilized. Is it you have useless the iPhone? Yes. You have to buy a scanner to scan your things. When you have iPhone 14, you are buying scanner in addition to iPhone 14. I hear you deserve Techno. You don't deserve iPhone 14. Yes. You can't do anything with a phone. The only thing you do is the basic phone calls, receive text messages, send text messages. That's all. You see, that is what happens to us if we have the gospel and we sit only in Ghana, we sit only in Africa, we sit only in Saki, Botiano Saki, we sit only there, we sit only at Kaswa, we sit only at Aigbe Town. When we have the gospel and we sit only in these areas, meanwhile, the blood of Jesus, when it was shed, he bought people for God from every language, from every nation, from every tribe, anywhere in the world, they were bought by that same blood. So if the blood is only buying people at Kaswa, you are underutilizing the blood. You are underutilizing the blood. Yes, you are reducing the potency and the power of the blood. This is what necessitates that the blood goes everywhere. The story of the blood, it goes everywhere. It's only one person who shares his blood. But you see, it takes a company to publicize the blood. That is why Psalm 68, verse number 11. It says that, and the Lord gave the word. He did what? The Lord gave the word. The Lord gives the word. And a great army brings the good news. And you are part of the great army. I say you are part of the great army. So when he has sacrificed his life, he has shed his blood, which is the good news. Because without the shedding of blood is no forgiveness. Now the good news has to go into the world. I say it has to go into the world. It must enter a place called Kara in Togo. It must enter a place called Boikon and Benin or somewhere. It must enter a place called Jos is in Nigeria. It must enter different places. Hallelujah. That is why this church, this denomination, goes everywhere. And that's the reason why we have entered, UD and UO have entered over 100 countries. It is not for the fun of it, but because the blood of Jesus that was shed brought people from every single one of these countries. And we have the responsibility to go and publicize this good news in these countries so that the unsaved, the dying, the perishing will be rescued. Hallelujah. 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 So, who is crying because of you? What made Jesus worthy? The sacrifice he made. He said, for you were slain. You are worthy to obey because you were slain. You were slaughtered. He sacrificed. It takes sacrifice. Eh? Sacrifice gives you access to the book. It gives you power to break the seals. Eh? Sacrifice gives you power to break the seals, to open the book, to read the content of the book. So if people are crying and they are looking for saviors and they are looking for salvation and they are weeping because somebody who is sitting here has not found it needful to sacrifice. Eh? You will not sacrifice to go out of your way to reach somebody. You will not sacrifice to bring your money for somebody to be reached. You will not sacrifice to go and share the word with somebody. You will not sacrifice to get a bus and bus people and bring them to where they can hear what they need to hear to turn around their lives. You don't sacrifice. Your sacrifice makes you unworthy. When you are not sacrificing, you become unworthy to open the book. And if the book is not open, it's continually closed. Men and women are weeping. Your lack of sacrifice has caused tears to be flowing down the cheeks of many. Jesus sacrificed, and therefore he became worthy to open the seal. When the seal was open, John stopped the tears. Aya, whose tears are you going to stop by your sacrifice? Whose tears? By your sacrifice. So today, International Mission Sunday, I came to let you know that your sacrifice, the sacrifice to do something little will stop somebody's tear. Somebody's about to cry in eternity forever. Somebody's about to weep, to be thrown into the fire that is never quenched, where the worms don't die, where there's gnashing of teeth. Somebody's cry can be stopped by the sacrifice that you make. The sacrifice you would make. The sacrifice to move out of your comfort zone. The sacrifice to give just, to do just a little bit more. The sacrifice to swallow your pride. Come down to the level of somebody and talk to the person. Your sacrifice to get a bus and talk to people and fill the bus with the people and bring them to church. That sacrifice is going to end somebody's tears. End somebody's tears. Hallelujah. So today, my message is finished. I said that the second scripture, go and read it. It's an assignment, go and read it. God is calling on somebody to sacrifice. Yeah. Sacrifice. Not only money. Some of you, your intelligence, they are only used for the work you do. Yes. You don't use your intelligence for God. Yes. You don't. There are things you can do, but you sit down in church. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. Meanwhile, there are things you can do. And the time to sacrifice to do them, you will never do it. You will never do it. You are the reason why people are weeping. There are people who are weeping. Me, like I'm doing what I can do. Yes, I'm doing what I can do. And I've told you what I need to tell you. The bull is in your court. Will you sacrifice or not? Will you sacrifice? If there's more I can do, I'll do. I've given my life. Do you understand? Yes. There's no bank I work at. Do you understand? There's no business organization I work at. When I get up from morning to evening, my thoughts, my brains, everything I have is for God. It's doing the work of God. Hallelujah. And you see, what about you? What do you do? What sacrifices do you make? I tell people, you are the reason why I come every day on Facebook to lead to prayer. Because of you. Because of you. I don't need to do that. How many people do that? They come once a week. People come twice a week. Yes, I lead you every day. Every day. Every day. Not 12 noon. 4:30 a.m. 4 a.m. Every morning. What sacrifice? Listen, somebody sent me a testimony. Oh, my the time is going. You see, the message is very short. Is it not short? It's too short. Yeah, it's too short. You see, somebody sent me a testimony. Charlie Indian for the Omo Breo. Abba. By force. Oh. What is that? Oh, there's no sun there. Maybe free. Abba. Listen. I'm sharing this testimony and then I'll close. Somebody sent me a testimony. Said I'm 58 Timothy. Abba. This guy, I don't envy him as he's sitting here. I don't envy him at all. And then this one too. They are like goats. You know goats. When they sweat, you don't see it. Yes. Yeah, because of their skin. When they are sweating, but you can't see, they are sweating under. Hallelujah. You see, this gentleman, all I'm talking about is your sacrifice. Everybody here, your sacrifice is what I'm talking about. Because your sacrifice will save somebody. Yes. Your sacrifice would end somebody's tears. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you don't care. You don't care too hoot about what happens to them. Yes. And if you don't, I wonder what business you have here. And I wonder why you have to receive the effect of somebody's sacrifice. Yes, if the same sacrifice has taken away the pain and the tears you would have shed tomorrow in eternity. Yeah. So the guy came and said that last week Saturday, they came, he was told that we need you to escort us. We are going to visit somebody at Ghana National College. Okay. Then on Wednesday when we're praying, those of you who are leadable, you can be led and you can be instructed and you will obey the instruction and join and pray. Those of you who are leadable and you joined, because there are some of you are unleadable. You are not sheep, you are lizards. Have you seen lizards being led before? Have you seen lizards being led before? Or have you seen deers being led before? Yes, no, nobody. It's sheep that is led. Lizards cannot be led. Lizards, I've never seen. When you even see a lizard line up, you should be worried. Yeah, you should be very worried, because that is very unnatural for lizards to be led. Yes, that is why when they see you following any instruction, it's like a lion that has appeared at broadcasting junction. A lion has appeared there and is parading the street. Yeah, you are like the lion that is parading the street at broadcasting when they see you obeying an instruction. Yes. Yes. Your obedience to an instruction is as rare as an elephant at broadcasting junction. Yes. Because some of you, whatever we say, you will not wake up. You will not, when they call, you still put off your phone. We call you, you still put off your phone. Yes. Because you don't want to pray. Then you put your phone on flight mode. Nobody gets you. Yeah. No problem. It's unto you. But this guy joined. So on Wednesday when I was ministering. Then I told them that the Spirit of God was ministering to me. Something was going to happen on the Cape Coast Takrady Road. Those of you who remember, if you join, you will remember. I know most of you don't, because most of you don't join. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I said that when they call you, don't go. Don't go, because you will not return from that journey. So don't go. And then I ended. You see, but he had been told that on Saturday before the Wednesday. So he took that part of the video and sent it to the people he was going with. That look at this is what has been prophesied. So it looks like the plan is changing. Is it? And it's like the plan, it can't change. Okay. And then let's pray about it. So he sent them to also pray about it. So they prayed about it. And then yesterday they went. Yes, he went yesterday. Now, when they were coming, this is the guy's own words. He sent me, the message is long, I would have read it to you. Is when they were coming from Cape Coast. They got to a point where somebody was trying to overtake them. And the person was overtaking them. Then as the person got to the middle, a car appeared ahead because he was behind them, came on this lane so that he could overtake. So as he was overtaken, then this other car was coming in its lane, its own lane. So now this one was coming, so they had to crash. Do you understand? Head-on collision. So this guy, not wanting to go and crash in this car, he had to veer off into the bush. The rest is history. Yes. This was yesterday. The rest is history. So this guy kept on going with the people he traveled with. They were going. Then shortly after that, two trailers appeared on his lane. Coming. Oh. Yes, what deal? Started coming. And then this man, the brake, off the street. He said that if they had gone earlier, like 2 seconds earlier, because you see, when they are coming, sometimes where they are coming from, you can't see. It's in a curve. It comes like that. And some of them, they are so stupid that when you cannot see ahead, you do not overtake. You don't overtake. But they feel they could be smart. So they were coming when they couldn't see the other side. And they were coming for this guy who is not using a trailer. He's not using a trailer. He's using a normal car. And the trailer had appeared. Two of them, they had appeared on his lane. And they were coming. Ozo Yokea. He said, Bishop, if it hadn't been the message of God, I would not be sending you this text today. I would not be sending you the text today. He said, I've never been afraid in my life. I've never been this fearful in my life. So you see, somebody sacrificed. It has saved a soul. It has saved somebody. Yes. Because if you listen to the thing, after I gave the prophecy, I prayed and I released the blood of Jesus on that road, that God should spare the lives there. It's unfortunate that those who went to the bush, whatever happened to them. But because this guy was in there, I believe that that was the reason why he was spared. Yes. So today, he's sitting in church today. Yes. What sacrifice of yours is going to save who? What sacrifice? Who? I'm grateful for the person who picked the phone and called me. I said, look, I wanted to come to church. I found a church at Kolebu, at the canteen. I wanted to come. I said, really? I am coming. It took a phone call for me to come to church. Do you bother to take your phone and call somebody and invite the person to church? I finished my message. The sacrifice that Jesus sacrificed, shed the blood, bought people from every nation. That's why we are here. That's why I'm here from India. That's why somebody is from Dubai. This man is from Dubai. He's from Dubai. Yes. I have this one from Nigeria. You see, this one is from Nigeria. This one, it comes from another part in India. And this one comes from the northern India. Northern India. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I have this one from America. This one from America. Do you understand? Yes. You are aware. You come from everywhere. Queen of Senya, say, even the Queen of Senya Breku has come to sit here. Yes, the Queen of Senya Breku, she's sitting here. Hallelujah. Yes. The blood, the sacrifice that Jesus sacrificed is what reached everywhere. Everywhere. That is why you are sitting here today. And God has given us the assignment of ensuring that this gospel gets everywhere, to every single nation in the world. In the world. That is why this ministry is in over 100 countries in the world. This is the reason why we celebrate International Missions Sunday. You see, you won't go. I don't even like the way you are clapping. It's like because of your dress, you can't clap. It feels as if the clapping will affect the dress you are wearing. Come on, put your hands together and celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Is it not beautiful? So what we are going to do is that today, we are going to specially support the missions. Okay, there are over 100 missions in the world. We are going to support it. We are going to support that mission financially so that they don't leave the mission and come to Ghana to come and do nursing in Ghana, or somebody escape from there, because some of them are nurses. They will escape from there to Canada, America, United Kingdom, because they are calling for nurses. Do you understand? Yes, but they are staying there, because if they don't stay there, who would take the gospel there? There are people who give testimonies from England. They were into drugs. They were into women. Big time. It took the gospel. It took United Denomination. It took this church to get to the UK to rescue them. They have come down from the UK to Ghana, to the Bible school, to be trained as pastors. Cocaine addicts and cocaine dealers. So what if nobody goes there? I'm not talking about going there to holiday. We didn't go there for holiday. We went there for missions. We went there for missions, chasing people in their houses, going to squares, preaching, getting them, bringing them to church, praying for them. That is what led to their salvation. Yeah. What if we didn't go? What if we didn't go? What would happen? Can you imagine the number of people who are suffering because you are sitting here unconcerned? Now sitting here, anybody that there's an empty seat by you, God is speaking to you. Yes, God is speaking to you, and God is speaking to you about how you are wasting His blood you are shed. You're wasting it. Yes, yeah, you're wasting it. Never called anybody. Never went to drag anybody from their home. We are going to church. Never did. You have spotted, polished your face. Yeah. You've come to sit here. You know, our time is going. And the blood has been shed. The sacrifice has been done. And everybody is supposed to be reached. You say, me, I'm an Ewe. We don't click with Akans. We don't click with Ashantis. You say, I don't know who you are. Yeah, I don't know who you are. You think that we are going to do ever at in heaven? Yeah? You think we are going to do that? You say, me, I'm from the north. The northness and guns, they don't click. Northness and guns, they don't click. Who the northness and guns, they don't go. Who made that law? Who made that law? Who made that? So even though you are a believer, you don't want to have anything to do with the gun because you are a northerner. Who told you? The blood was for every tribe, including the tribe you claim you don't like. So you don't witness to people from that tribe. Be careful. One day God will call you and require, demand the blood of those people from your hands. Yes. because if he were to deal with tribalism, he would not have reached you. His place, the original people he chose were Israelites. Israelites, how come that you are sitting here saved? How come that you are sitting here saved? If God was talking about tribalism, would you be sitting here today? Why would you, after you have been saved, you know who is an Ever, you know who is an Ashanti, you know who is a Ga, you know who is a Fanti, you know who is an Enotina, you know that now. You don't like accounts, but you eat fufu. With a pontica crown. It's not interesting. Listen, I'm charging every one of you to stop rendering useless the blood Jesus shed. I'm charging every one of you. How do you stop that? You stop that by reaching out to people. Reaching out wherever you find yourself, reaching out to people. Yes. And share with them. Share with them the simple message of salvation. You don't need to be a preacher. You don't need to be a preacher to do that. You don't need to be a preacher. You need to be a simple believer who believes and understands that Jesus sacrificed. He died for you, shed his blood. Because without shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. Sin will take you to hell. So Jesus shed the blood to wipe away the sin so that you will avoid hell. Simple message to everybody. Ask the person, do you know that God loves you? Do you know that he sent his son to die for you? Do you know that? Do you believe that? If you believe that, then I want to pray with you so that you receive the Son, so you are translated from hell to heaven when you die. Simple. They accept it or leave it. If they reject you, move to the next person until you find the person who can receive him. Yes. Everybody, that is our charge. That's our charge. So that we don't make useless this blood that was shed on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So we are going to support missions. Okay. We are going to say that the people who have gone, they shouldn't come. How many of you want the people who have gone on missions to come back? They shouldn't stay there. They should come back. We should recall all of them. Because then we can't sustain them there. So they should come back. How many of you would like them to come back? How many of you would like them to stay there? How many of you would like them to stay there and preach the gospel? Well, you are neutral. You don't want them to come. Yeah, you don't want them to also stay. How many of you want them to stay there? Let me see your hand clearly. How many of them, you want them to stay there? They should stay. Or they should come. Yeah. Should they stay there? Your hands, they should stay there. They should stay there. Your hands are down. But I'm saying, as your hands are down. Master, they should stay there. Or they should come. They should come home and come and eat fufu. They should come and eat banku. Should they come? They should come. I met a missionary. He doesn't know how to eat any of our local diet. He doesn't know how to eat it. Because he has spent his whole life there. Yes. Fiji Islands, Papua New Guinea. I mean, he mentioned a name that I think now is in Indonesia or somewhere. Yeah. Roaming the world. I mean, doing missions work. He said, the local, he's a Gama. He doesn't know any of the local diet. Yes. Because it was when he was small. He started when he was small. So he's not used to it. He wasn't trained with it. That's a sacrifice. Some of them, their children struggle to speak our local language because they were not privileged to be here, to be talked to, so that they can also speak the local language. Yes. You hear the accent, then you say, oh, hey, mobile. But because they were willing to sacrifice, their whole life has changed. You cannot go. If we say, go to even Kaswa, here is trouble. You say, I want to spoil your life. I want to spoil your life. I have some university graduates. They completed university. I've taken them to the Bible school. They are in the Bible school now. I'm taking care of them in the Bible school. When they come from the Bible school, I'm going to send them university graduates. So if you are not willing to go, and a university graduate is willing to drop his university certificate and move to a town to go and preach the gospel, why would you not support such a person? Why? He could also have been here looking for money like you. But if you can't go and he has gone, why would you not draw out your money to sustain the person there so that the gospel, you and the person together, will be releasing the blood of Christ for the salvation of men there? Why would you not do that? Why would you not do that? Listen to me. Today, listen. I want 20 people here. Give me 1,000 Ghana cedis for these missions, for these missionaries. 20 people here. Give me. We want to say that don't come back. Stay there. Stay there. Don't come back. Don't come back. Some of them, because we can't even pay them, when they go, they have to look for any kind of job they can get just to get something to feed themselves, feed their family, and stay there. Because they are not getting offerings that are enough to be able to pay them or feed them. So they have to get a job. Yeah. That's what is costing people to be out there.
God bless you for listening to this anointed message. We believe you have been blessed and uplifted by this powerful word. Subscribe to this podcast to receive messages regularly. For prayer and counseling, please call or WhatsApp +233 27 974 7173. Until next time, stay under open heavens.